Yeah, I think when I got a bit older, Cindy dolls, we had a lot of those. They were very popular at the time, and then Barbie came along. I think we probably thought that Cindy was the first thing, and then Barbie happened, but it was probably the other way around. But yeah, I was quite sort of militantly against Barbie at the time,
Right.
and
Because you were in favour of Cindy.
yeah, Cindy's quite nice to look at, quite smooth, and you know, for some reason, you know, it was fun to play with. And also, part of the enjoyment was buying clothes for her, because I remember at the weekends we'd go to Market Harborough, and I knew this shop that used to sell the clothes. It was on a corner, and I used to like it was probably, you know, the sort of the highlight of the week to go and see what new clothes I could buy. Not that I could necessarily get them, but just to look at them. And they were almost, you know, useless bits of plastic, but at the time they were. It was brilliant to be able to get things like cutlery or plastic shoes. I remember, I think my first Barbie had a tutu or some kind of leotard and plastic ballet shoes. And then I got secondhand Barbies, and you know, and I suppose I built up a small collection, and then I got the kitchen unit. I just distinctly remember my father saying to my grandfather, "It costs £16. What a rip off!" And I could understand why he thought it was such a rip off, because the it actually had a tumble dryer, and that worked. You could actually put washing powder in, and it worked. It was really tiny, and the sink, if you pressed the taps, they worked. I can understand why now he thought that, but.